Well, happy Christmas Eve, everyone. Yep, tomorrow is going to be Christmas, and it's going to be a lot of hubbub. But here on The Good Stuff, we'll try to get you a few Christmas things today. Season's greetings from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. They're in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West. From the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
And the ranchers who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, you know, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible. Covering all corners of agriculture from grains to gears, it's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to tsln.com.
So today on The Good Stuff, since it's the day before Christmas, I'm going to do the night before Christmas for mothers.
Okay. Got it.
It was sent in from Debbie Shafto. But first, I'm going to tell you, the Valentine Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us in 2026. The Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament, January 23rd, 24th, Valentine's Day, and the Bull Bash, February 14th. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com. Okay, the night before Christmas for mothers, okay? I don't know the author on this, but I know that Debbie had sent this in to Jim and the Good Stuff. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the abode only one creature was stirring, and she was cleaning the commode. The children were finally sleeping all snug in their beds while visions of Nintendo 64 and Barbie flipped through their heads. The dad was snoring in front of the TV with a half-constructed bicycle propped on his knee. So only the mom heard the reindeer hooves clatter, which made her sigh. Now what's the matter? With toilet bowl brush still clutched in her hand, she descended the stairs and saw the old man. He was covered with ashes and soot, which fell with a shrug. "Oh, great," muttered the mom. "Now I have to clean the rug." "Ho, ho, ho," cried Santa. "I'm glad you're awake. Your gift was especially difficult to make." "Thanks, Santa, but all I want is time alone." "Exactly," he chuckled. "So I've made you a clone." "A clone," she muttered. "What good is that? Run along, Santa. I've no time for chit-chat." Then out walked the clone, the mother's twin. Same hair, same eyes, a double chin. "She'll cook, she'll dust, she'll mop up every mess. You'll relax, take it easy, watch the young and the restless." "Fantastic," the mom cheered. "My dream has come true. I'll shop, I'll read, I'll sleep a night through." From the room above, the youngest did fret. "Mommy, come quickly, I'm scared and I'm wet." The clone replied, "I'm coming, sweetheart." "Hey," the mom smiled, "she sure knows her part." The clone changed the small one and hummed her tune as she bundled the child in a blanket cocoon. "You're the best mommy ever. I really love you." The clone smiled and sighed, "and I love you too." The mom frowned and said, "Sorry, Santa, no deal. That's my child's love she's trying to steal." Smiling wisely, Santa said, "To me it's clear only one loving mother is needed here." The mom kissed her child and tucked her in bed. "Thank you, Santa, for clearing my head. I sometimes forget it won't be very long when they'll be too old for my cradle and song." The clock on the mantel began to chime. Santa whispered to the clone, "It works every time." With the clone by his side, Santa said, "Good night. Merry Christmas, dear mom. You will be all right." Thanks to Debbie for sending that in to us here on The Good Stuff on this day before Christmas. Kim, what do you have?
Well, I have the 10 things to say about the Christmas gift you don't want.
Oh, really?
Yeah. First, the holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Lynn, Rick, and their staff. So, 10 things to say about a Christmas gift you really didn't want.
All right.
This might be helpful. Hey, now that's a gift.
It sure is.
Yeah. Well, well, well.
That's a deep subject.
Oh, but if I had not recently gained 40 pounds, that would have fit.
Oh.
This is perfect for wearing around the house. Gosh, I hope this never catches fire. It is fire season, though. There are lots of unexplained fires. That might be a little obvious.
Yeah.
If the dog buries it, I'm going to be furious.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I love it, but I fear the jealousy it will inspire. Again, these are some things to say about a Christmas gift you don't want. Sadly, tomorrow I enter the Federal Witness Protection Program.
Can't take it with me.
Nope. To think, I got this the year I vowed to give all my gifts to charity. And the number one thing to say about a Christmas gift you don't like, I really don't deserve this.
Oh, that's a good one. And thanks for listening, everyone, to The Good Stuff.